Rand Paul doubles down on holding Anthony Fauci accountable. By Hannah Knudsen on July 15, 2025. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, is doubling down on his years-long effort to hold former National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, Chief Anthony Fauci accountable. Renewing his referral of Fauci to the Department of Justice for what could potentially be criminal prosecution. A press release from the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs on Monday detailed this update, which follows the revelation that Fauci was given a presidential pardon by former President Joe Biden via AutoPen, meaning, it remains unknown if Biden actually authorized the pardon. This comes after Biden admitted to not individually reviewing many of the pardons issued on his way out of office. Paul's original criminal referral centers around Paul's accusation that Fauci lied about the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan. Via Paul's letter. In response to my questioning at the May 11, 2021 hearing, Dr. Fauci testified that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. In a subsequent hearing, I warned Dr. Fauci of the criminal implications of lying to Congress and offered him an opportunity to recant his previous statements. In response, Dr. Fauci stated that he had never lied before the Congress and did not retract that statement. On July 13, 2023, the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic released an email sent by Dr. Fauci on February 1, 2020, regarding a conference call concerning the origins of COVID-19, which included Dr. Fauci, Dr. Francis Collins, and several scientific researchers. In the email, Dr. Fauci acknowledges concerns that COVID-19 may have been genetically engineered due to the fact that gain-of-function research was occurring in Wuhan prior to the pandemic. Dr. Fauci wrote, "Scientists in Wuhan University are known to have been working on gain-of-function experiments to determine that molecular mechanisms associated with bat viruses adapting to human infection, and the outbreak originated in Wuhan." The letter continues, "New information has revealed that these pardons were executed via AutoPen, with no documented confirmation that the president personally reviewed or approved each individual grant of clemency." According to reports, White House staff authorized the use of the AutoPen to issue the clemency documents, he said, concluding that this raises serious constitutional and legal concerns about the legitimacy of Dr. Fauci's pardon. Watch, Senator Paul buries Fauci on NIH funding for Wuhan Lab, it is a crime to lie to Congress. In July 2023, I referred Dr. Anthony Fauci to the Department of Justice for lying under oath to Congress. His own emails directly contradicted his sworn testimony, Paul said in a statement. The New York Times reports Fauci was quietly pardoned by an AutoPen, operated by Biden's staff. If the president didn't authorize this pardon personally, then the department has a duty to investigate and prosecute as it would any ordinary citizen. Fauci has been sainted by the extremist left, but it doesn't erase his lying before Congress, the senator continued. 2021 flashback. Rand Paul grills HHS secretary for mocking coronavirus survivors refusing vaccine as flat earthers. President Donald Trump has referred to the AutoPen revelation as maybe one of the biggest scandals that we've had in 50 to 100 years. I guarantee you he knew nothing about what he was signing, Trump mused. I guarantee it.